Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shvi'is daf Pei Aleph, and we are starting Peyamud Beis about two lines off from the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Komalach Hashipa Sekes, V'chulu, and the Vilna Tzurusa daf, it's about halfway through Chavches Amud Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sarah Bas Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now let's remember, the Mishnah was discussing when a worker's wages are considered a halva, and therefore could be canceled by Shvi'is, versus when they're not considered a halva. So Rabbi Yosi had told us that any Malach that he does that stops on Shemitah, those wages are converted to halva, and therefore Shvi'is will be Mishama. Them. However, if the work doesn't stop on Shemitah, since Shvi'is won't be Mishamet those wages. I think more brings machloek as what exactly Rabbi Yosi is talking about. Rabbi Yechon says, begin Charisha. An example of what Malacha Rabbi Yosi is referring to that stops on Shemitah is Charisha, plowing. Pe'al Hafamad Alpha on top, Rabbi Shem Elakish Amar, Ishakish says, begin Binyan. An example of what Malacha Rabbi Yosi is referring to is building. And a further explanation of this, I'll add to Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, what types of Malachas is he talking about? Ka Malacha Shipasekas B'Shvi'is, any Malacha that has to stop on Shemitah, such as Charisha, plowing, which is Asar on Shemitah, and this type of Malacha that Rabbi Yosi is talking about, that when it stops on Shemitah, because it has to, it's not allowed to be done on Shemitah, the wages for that Malacha are converted into a loan. However, all that to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, how does he understand this? Kol Malacha Shipasek is Me'leo. It's referring to any Malacha that happens to stop on its own because the fellow's finished doing it. Even things like Binyan that are not Asar on Shemitah, if the fellow stopped doing it on Shemitah because he's finished the job, so then the wages owed for it are converted into a loan. And we continue discussing Shitas Rabbi Yosi in and of itself. My Rabbi Yosi Krib Yuda. It seems to be the Rabbi Yosi is like Rabbi Yuda. The proper gear says, Rabbi Yosi Amar, Rabbi Yosi says, Kol Malacha Shipasekas B'Shvi'is Mishametes, V'She'ena Pasekas B'Shvi'is, Ena Mishametes. If the Malacha stops on Shemitah, then Shvi'is is Mishamet those wages owed, and if it doesn't stop on Shemitah, then Shvi'is is not Mishamet the wages owed. And how is it that Rabbi Yosi is like Rabbi Yuda? So let's remind ourselves what Rabbi Yuda holds, and we discussed this sheet extensively yesterday. This has to do with the storekeeper extending credit, and Rabbi Yuda said that the first thing purchased on credit is not considered halva. It's only once the second thing is purchased on credit, then the money owed for the first thing that was bought on credit automatically gets transferred to Alva, and Shvi'is will be Mishamet it. In other words, we see from Rabbi Yuda that even though the storekeeper didn't demand the money, he didn't make a cheshbon of how much money was owed, still the moment that we're able to say that there's an end to the discussion regarding this money, then that money becomes Alva. What does that mean that there's an end to the discussion? So in the case of buying on credit, the reason why we're not discussing the first thing purchased on credit is because he now bought something else on credit. Well, we could take that same concept and apply it to workers' wages that Rabbi Yosi was talking about. Once the worker finished his job, so in a way, that's an end to the discussion regarding that money, and therefore those wages owed are converted to halva, and Shvi'is could be mishamet them. So it seems to be that Rabbi Yosi is like Rabbi Yuda. However, now the Gemara suggests that maybe it's not so, and here's the proper girsa, v'loy Rabbi Yuda k'Rabbi Yosi, that really Rabbi Yuda is not like Rabbi Yosi. And before we continue, let's explain why that is. And this has to do with the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Shavuos. A fellow comes to the money changer, the Shulchani, and he has a coin of large denomination, a dinar, and he'd like to receive mice, coins of smaller denominations, in exchange. And what happened? The Shulchani gave him these smaller coins, and then the Shulchani, the money changer, tells him, okay, now give me the dinner, give me the larger coin. And then the fellow says, I gave it to you already. So according to the Tanakam, this fellow has to swear that he already gave the dinner, and then he's putter, he doesn't have to give any more. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't have to swear, and we assume that he already gave the dinner. Why is that? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shulchani is not going to give change for the dinner unless he actually received the dinner. And by the fact that we see that he already gave the change, it must be that he already received the dinner, and therefore the fellow who received the change doesn't have to swear at all, because again, we assume that he already gave it. And over here with the worker's wages, it's the same exact thing. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the worker does not finish his work until he receives wages for it. And therefore, since we see that he finished his work, the malacha was paisekes, it's finished, it's over, and he's still demanding wages, well, that means that really there's an end to the discussion of the money, because again, he really should have been paid, and therefore it could be he was paid partially and he's just demanding the rest of the sum. But again, this would be considered the end of the discussion of the money, and that's why it's considered alva. Now again, we're still trying to get at where we see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi Yosi. And the answer is that the assumption right now is Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yosi in as much as that even if the malacha does not finish on Shemitah, meaning it's not paisekas on Shemitah, still Shvi'is is mishamet whatever money is owed up until now, as opposed to Rabbi Yosi, who obviously doesn't hold like that, because Rabbi Yosi said very clearly in the Mishnah that only if the work finishes on Shemitah will Shvi'is be mishamet the money owed, but not if it finishes after Shemitah. So again, we're suggesting that Rabbi Yehuda is not like Rabbi Yosi. However, now the Gemara tells us that no, actually Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda agree. Afal Gad Rabbi Yehuda Amar, even the Rabbi Yehuda says in this Shulchani case, Ein Derech HaShulchani Lias Noisin Isser Ad Shital Dinner, that the Shulchani will not give the change until he receives the money first. And again, that led us to say that a worker doesn't finish his work until he gets paid for it. Still, Maidi Hu B'Schar Sachir She'enay Ela B'Saif. Rabbi Yehuda does agree that the wages a worker is owed only have to be paid at the end, which means that a worker will finish the job and only then get his money. And therefore, we go back to original understanding understanding, the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree that only if the malacha is pesekes on Shvias, then we say the money owed is considered alva, and Shvias could be meshamet it. However, if the work is not pesekes on Shmita, so both of them agree that Shvias will not be meshamet those wages owed. And the Mishnah said, Im haya chodesh ma'ober, and now we'll be getting into a discussion of Kiddush HaChodesh, not connected with Shmita. So let's review what we mentioned in the Mishnah regarding Kiddush HaChodesh. Remember, back in the day, their calendar was not fixed like ours is. The only way Rosh Chodesh was determined was by Adim testifying that they saw the new moon, and Beis Din then declaring it as Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, and here's the important part, every month was a toss-up. It would be either 29 or 30 days. And when the month is 29 days, it's called chaser, or lacking. And Rosh Chodesh is established on day 30, marking that as the first day of the new month. And when this happens, it's called bizmanoi, that Rosh Chodesh came out in the proper time. Now, if the month was 30 days, then it's called malei, or m'uber, extended, and that means Rosh Chodesh was declared on day 31. So now knowing that, the Gemara tells us, Rebbe says, Nisan loinis aber miyamav. Nisan was never m'uber. Now, this does not mean that the month of Nisan itself was never extended. It means that Nisan never falls out on the day in which the previous month will become m'uber, which means that Nisan will never fall out on day 31 of Adar, and it's always going to be on day 30 of Adar, which means that Adar is always a 29-day month. However, Pe'alafon based on top of the Gemara asks, Vatuninan, we have a Mishnah that tells us very clearly, if the month came in its proper time. And this refers to Machzeh Shekel. We know that every year, males of certain age have to give half a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, which was used for various things. And one of the things that it was used for was the Ketores. And this Mishnah in Shkalim tells us that if Nisan came Bizman on day 30, then the Ketores that day was brought from the new Shkalim. So what do we see from here? That Nisan could fall out on either day 30 or day 31. Question on what Rebbe just said. However, the Gemara answers, it's not a problem. What did the Mishnah say? Imba, if it falls out, which again was mashma, it could fall out on day 30 or it could fall out on day 31. However, bottom line is, loiba, it never did fall out on this day. And therefore, this is not a contradiction to Rebbe. When Rebbe says that Nisan never fell out on day 31 of the previous month, he's 100% right. Practically, it never happened like that. The Mishnah is just telling us, if it happens like that, then this is what we would do. But bottom line is, it never happened like that. And we have a very similar question. Rav Amar Rav says, Tishrei leinis arba miyamav, Tishrei was never misaber, which is the same thing. Tishrei never fell out on day 31 of Elul. It always falls out on day 30 of Elul, again making Elul a 29-day month. Ask the Gemara about Tanin. We have a Mishnah that says, Im haya chodesh ma'ober. And once again, we answer, it's not a problem. What the Mishnah means to say is, Im haya, if it's like this, so then so-and-so is going to happen. However, loy haya, practically, it never fell out like that. But now we're going to start this a question on Rav, and to introduce it, we need to know of the following machlaikas. Im esachas Rosh Hashanah, there's machlaikas, how to arrange the brachas of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yechaman Uri holds that Malchias is included in the bracha of Atta Kadesh, whereas Rabbi Kiva holds it's included in Kiddushas Hayyim, which is the bracha that talks about Rosh Hashanah itself. And so the Gemara brings the following brisa, Ukshakidshu es Hashanah b'Usha, when they were Mekadesh the month in Usha, b'yom harishayin, on the first day, Amud Rabbi Shmuel b'nai shal Riechem b'reika, Rabbi Shmuel b'nai shal Riechem b'reika, he stood up to daven for the Amud, and Amar, he's daven Shmuel Esrei, k'divrei Rabbi Yechaman Uri, like Rabbi Yechaman Uri. He included Malchias in the bracha about the Kadesh. However, Amar Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Lo yinu noigin kin b'yavne, that was an hour minigin yavne, and b'yom hasheni, on the second day, Avar Rabbi Hanani b'nai shal Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Rabbi Hanani, the son of Rabbi Yosei Aglili, he stood up to daven for the Amud, and Amar, the way he set up Shemayna Esrei was Kedivra Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Kiva, then he included Malchias with Kedushas Hayyim. And Rosh Hashanah Gamliel said, Kein Oyinu Noigin B'Yavne, this is how we were Noigin Yavne. Now, what's the question? Fatani, we see clearly from his Braisa that Kidshu B'Rishon U'B'Sheni, that they were Mekadesh it on the first and second day, which means they kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and that means that the second day of Rosh Hashanah was really Rosh Chodesh, first day of Rosh Hashanah, day 30 of Elul, and this is a clear question on Rav, because Rav had told us before that Tishrei was never Misaber, meaning that Elul always has 29 days and not 30 days, but over here we see that there was 2 days of Rosh Hashanah making Elul a 30-day month and not a 29-day month. Question on Rav. Now the proper girsa is to skip this next line of Rav Ze'er B'Shem Rav Chizda Oysa Hashanah Niskalkala, and we attempt the following answer before we get to the final one. Ma bein harishon u'ma bein hasheni. What does it mean that they were Mekadesh on the first and they were Mekadesh on the second day? So Rav Bas says B'Shem Rav, Shana Rishon of Hashanah Shnia. It's really referring to 2 separate years. It's not talking about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, one that followed another. It's referring to 2 years. The first year, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai Rechem Breka got up and davened like Rabbi Yechaman Uri, and the second year, Rabbi Hanani ben Yishai Rechem Glili got up and davened like Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, it's not a question. However, the Gemara asks, "Vatani, the Brisa says very clearly, Yom Harishayin v'Yom Hasheni." It doesn't say the first year and the second year. It says the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Once again, it's a question on Rav, who says that Elul is not a 30-day month; it's only a 29-day month. So now, going back to this line that we skipped, the Gemara gives its final answer. Rav Ze'er says, "B'Shem Rav Chizda." That year, they happened to have made a mistake in Cheshbon, and because of that mistake, there ended up being 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the Braisa makes sense. We are referring to the first day and the second day. However, it's not a question on Rav, because in a standard year where no mistakes were made, Elul was only 29 days and not 30 days. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about Kiddush HaChodesh. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.